શ્રોતા મિત્રો, ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની કેન્દ્રીય ચૂંટણીઓને હવે ગણતરીના દિવસો બચ્યા છે ત્યારે મેં મુલાકાત લીધી પેરામેટા મતક્ષેત્રના લિબરલ પક્ષના ઉમેદવાર શ્રી માઇકલ બેકવિથની અને ભારતીય સમુદાયને લગતા પ્રશ્નો અંગે લિબરલ પાર્ટીનો પક્ષ જાણવા માટેનો પ્રયત્ન કર્યો. મિસ્ટર માઇકલ, વેલકમ ટુ SBS રેડિયોઝ ગુજરાતી લેંગ્વેજ પ્રોગ્રામ. શ્રી માઇકલ બેકવિથને મારો પ્રથમ પ્રશ્ન હતો તે હતો વાલીઓના વિઝા અંગે, લોંગ સ્ટે વિઝા ફોર પેરેન્ટ્સ. આ અંગે લેબર પક્ષ જો સત્તા પર આવે તો તેઓ વાલીના વિઝાની પ્રક્રિયામાં બદલાવ કરી વાલીઓ સળંગ 3 વર્ષ સુધી ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા રહી શકે તેવી પ્રાવધાન કરશે, આ ઘોષણા કરવામાં આવી છે. તો આ અંગે લિબરલ પક્ષનું શું કહેવું છે, આપની શું ટિપ્પણી છે?
Well, I received the announcement yesterday from the Immigration Minister, Mr Dutton, that if our government is returned, that you will be able to apply to be issued with 5 years visitor visa. So we're going to be simplifying the requirements so that that's easy to get. So previously you had to lodge application for a permanent parental visa, and that requirement for former Indian citizens with Indian parents, that requirement will be dropped. And you'll be able to apply to be issued with a 5-year visitor visa, up to 5 years duration. So it'll become quite easy to get that, which I think is a really positive step.
ગુજરાતી સમુદાય એ વ્યાપારી સમુદાય છે, વેપાર માટે જાણીતો છે, અને બંને મુખ્ય પક્ષ એ સ્મોલ બિઝનેસને પ્રોત્સાહન આપવાની વાત કરે છે. આ માટે બંને પક્ષોએ ટેક્સમાં રાહત આપવાની વાત કરી છે, પરંતુ શું ટેક્સમાં રાહત આપવાથી જ નાના ઉદ્યોગોને ટકવામાં, એટલે કે સસ્ટેઇન થવામાં મદદ મળી શકે ખરી? શું છે આપની યોજનાઓ સ્મોલ બિઝનેસને ટકાવી રાખવા માટે, તેમને મદદ કરવા માટે?
Well, we've got a very strong small business platform. There are roughly 100,000 businesses that fit in the category from $2 million turnover up to $10 million turnover. And they employ about 2.2 million people. And we propose to reduce the company tax rate to 27.5%. And that will apply to small and medium businesses up to $10 million turnover, which will basically include every small business up to a medium business. The company tax rate will be reduced to 27.5%. And this will give these businesses money to keep in their business, to reinvest in their business. They can expand their business. They can employ more staff. We're also giving them access to better depreciation conditions so that if they buy an asset worth up to $20,000 for their business, they get immediate tax deductibility, not depreciation over years, but immediate tax deductibility. These things are great for business. Also, we're opening new markets with our free trade agreements with several other countries, which will create export opportunities for a lot of businesses. And also, we'll be changing the competition laws to protect small business from unfair use of market power by big business. So these are all things that we believe will really help small business, because small business is so important in Australia.
જેમ આપ જાણો છો તેમ પેરામેટા મતક્ષેત્રમાં મહત્તમ ભારતીયોનો વસવાટ છે, અને ખાસ કરીને ગુજરાતી સમુદાયની વાત કરીએ તો એ પેરામેટામાં કોન્સન્ટ્રેટ થયેલા છે. તો આ ક્ષેત્રના ગુજરાતીઓને લગતી 3 મુખ્ય સમસ્યાઓ તમારા મત મુજબ કઈ છે, અને આ સમસ્યાઓ અંગે તમે શું કરશો, શું યોજના છે તમારી?
Well, I think there's actually probably 4. One is jobs and a strong economy. And our plan for small business is helping with jobs. And also, we're putting a big effort into promoting businesses in technology with an innovative side. A lot of scientific research happens in various businesses in Parramatta. And this will suit our young population. A lot of the kids now, they're at university and they're looking for technical jobs when they come out. And we'll be promoting that. So jobs and the strong economy, that's the core of our policies. And everything then comes off that. With education, we're promoting a refocus back onto the technical subjects, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, because they're the things that we will need to fill the jobs of the future and to compete in the global economy. So we'll be investing in those. The overall funding for education and training in the next year is going to be $41.8 million. That's a 6% increase next year into education. Very important education. The third thing is infrastructure. We need Parramatta to have investment in important infrastructure, and we're getting it. We're building a new road called the West Connects. It's a vital road that connects Sydney's west to the city and the airport. It's not just for commuters to get to work, it's to move the freight from the ports across Sydney. So the West Connects is vitally important. It's a very big investment. We're also putting money in a light rail, which is commuter transport in the eastern part of the electorate, and we are putting up to $1 billion in a Westmead hospital over the next decade. And in that Westmead precinct, we've got some of the world's leading medical research. So that's the infrastructure investment. Now, health, well, that's a fourth one. Health, we're increasing the spend on Medicare. Medicare is something our government is committed to. We're keeping Medicare. It's staying. The spending on Medicare next year is $22.7 billion. It's a 3% increase. So that's the thing with Medicare. Our total spending on health, including hospitals, will be $71 billion next year, 3% more than the year before. All these things are happening. And it's all built by our central policy to build the economy and create more jobs.
Mr. Michael, SBS Gujarati Radio સાથે વાત કરવા બદલ આપનો ખૂબ ખૂબ આભાર.
Thank you very much for yours. Thanks very much.